From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Faced with huge bills for back taxes, the Russian oil company Yukos is on the brink of bankruptcy, and for Russia, that is no small matter. Yukos is one of the two biggest Russian oil companies. It produces 20% of the country's oil. And if oil production is as big a share of the Russian economy as some outside observers believe, then Yukos accounts for about 4% of the entire Russian economy. Nearly half its stock is held by its founder, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, and his colleagues. And he is being held in jail on trial for fraud, embezzlement, and tax evasion. Marshall Goldman is the associate director of the Davis Center of Russian Research at Harvard University and a professor of economics at Wellesley College, a longtime observer of the Russian economy. Marshall, first, what is Yukos's back tax bill, and does it have any chance of paying it?
Let me answer the last part first. The odds of them paying it are pretty remote. The reason for that is that the current charge is for the year 2000, in which they are said to have owed $3.4 billion. But then on yesterday, they got another tax bill for the year 2001, which was another $3.4 billion. And we haven't yet heard about 2002, 2003. So the odds are that if they are strictly enforced, they will have to end up paying about $10 billion. And there aren't that many companies that have that spare change in their cash register.
To what extent is this a story about tax evasion and corporate law enforcement? And to what extent is it a more political story about a Kremlin that doesn't like Khodorkovsky or doesn't like massive concentrations of private wealth?
I think it's a little of both. And it's not just a case of tax evasion. It's also a case of rough riding over what you would call corporate governance and the laws, even as loose as they were in the early 1990s when this privatization process took place. But it's also the case that Khodorkovsky in 1999 decided he wanted to be transparent. He had made his money, and now what he was going to do is to bring in Western accountants, bring in Western members of his board of directors, and began to operate as really a Western company. So that's the irony. But at the same time, he also decided he wanted to go into politics, and he began to finance some of the opposition parties that were contesting with Putin, and Putin didn't like that. So there clearly is a political element here as well.
If Yukos does go bankrupt, who stands to be hurt the most, apart from Khodorkovsky?
Well, I suspect the world investment community would be hurt because this is going to create uncertainty. It could disrupt the production of petroleum. Already, oil prices have gone up a touch because of the uncertainty of Russia being able to continue to fulfill its contracts for export. But the investment community generally, and I should say, by the way, if this should bring about bankruptcy, there are other companies that are in the wings that are being investigated where the same thing could happen. As you said, it's true that Putin does not have much regard for some of these oligarchs, and many of them have been called in. I was just there for a meeting at the what is the equivalent of the General Accounting Office in Russia, and they've just come out with a report indicating that they've looked at 140 companies that were privatized. 56 of them they think are suspicious and deserve further examination. So it probably will not stop with Yukos.
What's the next milestone in this story? I guess there's a tax bill due tomorrow, supposedly.
It's due tomorrow. And the other problem, of course, is that while they've sent them the tax bill, they've also frozen their assets. The Russians have a procedure which they call arresting the bank account. So you freeze your bank account, and that means you can't pay the bills. And that then leads others to say, certainly it has in the past, that you're bankrupt because you haven't paid your bills. You're in default. And there are Western creditors, including a group of Western banks, including some American banks and pension funds, that are caught up this way and could suffer.
Marshall, thanks for talking with us once again.
It's always a pleasure.
Marshall Goldman, who, among other things, is the author of The Piratization of Russia, Russian Reform Goes Awry.